Hi, I'm Chris Slevin, and I'm a screenwriter. I got interested in screenwriting after reading a book from a library about screenwriting from Ziegfeld, and it was all about structure and how for every screenwriter there's a three-act structure and you have to learn these basic rules for every film. And I didn't realize at the time that there was rules to writing this film, but once I started to look into it, I realized that every film I watched, I could see the all the structure and all the points that was in the book, and I became interested in that way of that side of how to write for a film. I started by getting as much information I could by reading as many scripts as I could and finding out different ways of writing, because every script is written differently from every different author. Some people are heavy into writing action and there's lots of text, and other people are heavy into writing dialogue where it's just page after page of dialogue. I started to do a course in Ireland about screenwriting to try and perfect how I started to write. At the beginning, it was very haphazard, and I could never reach the goal of 130 pages. And I used to only get like halfway there and run out of steam. But after the course, I learned how to break down and use is what they call index cards, where you write down the scene and what you want to happen in it. And after a while, you'd have maybe 200-300 scenes that you can just swap around and look at the film before you begin to write, so you can take out scenes that you don't like or move it into another part. And that's basically how I begin to write. Is it's an idea, or it could be anything that happens, or a conversation that I would have with friends, and an idea of what they would say would pop into my head, and I would elaborate on it and find out little characters what they would say to each other. And after a while, once it brews for I don't know, it could last days or weeks or even months, I'd finally get that one idea of like, oh, that's what the film is going to be about. What I'd do from there is I would obviously start writing out characters' names, thinking of where they grew up, not necessarily writing it down, but it's good to have it in your head so when it comes to later and a character has a decision to make, you would know what he would say because of your previous thinking of it, of his judgment. From there, I would write out the index cards and get as many scenes as I can, because in a screenplay, as I said, there's three acts, and the first act is always introducing the characters, and by the end of the first act, which is about 40 pages, you or your character has to find a problem. And in the second act, they have to try and solve that problem, but the second act is more about throwing as much problems and mishaps at the character so they'll have a difficult time getting to their goal. And by the third act, it should finally start to wrap up and all their problems get solved, and by the end of the film, it's either a happy or a sad ending. So it goes by this structure of writing out the index cards and then finally sitting down to at a computer or writing down in on paper. I've heard that the likes of Quentin Tarantino always write out their scripts before they start, but I could never do that. I always have to start fresh on a computer.